looking out to sea with a view to the future. As you may have realized, Llastres is set in one of the most stunning landscapes of the Asturian coastline, perched on the cliffs overlooking the sea at the foot of the Sueve mountain range. In the distance, you can even admire the views of the high summits of the Picos de Europa. On your right lies Llastres Beach. A little further away, you will see La Griega Beach. With good visibility, you will also have a view of the coastline, including the municipalities of Caravia and Riba de Sella. Besides the landscape, the coast of Colunga will no doubt surprise you with the sights of so-called ignite footprints. These are dinosaur fossil footprints, some of global significance due to their large size. If you look out to sea near the coastline of Llastres, you will see another one of its signs of identity, the dock. This structure, currently not in use, is the remains of an old coal loader. During the 19th century, there was intense mining activity in the town, and the port of Llastres was not big enough for large ships to dock and collect coal. This problem was solved through the installation of an ingenious system. The coal extracted from the mine in Carandi was brought to this point on the coast in carts and then transported in small wagons suspended by cables, like on a zip wire, to the loading dock and from there to the ships to be taken to Gijón and Bilbao. But stories of the past must give way to the present. Beside the dock, you can see large buoys marking the limits of underwater enclosures reserved for the cultivation of seaweed. Here in Llastres, attempts have been made to grow a number of species, such as the well-known sweet komu seaweed, which is sold retail and is consumed in large quantities in France and Japan. Despite these efforts, however, these crops are in serious danger because of the twaite shad, a herbivorous fish that feeds voraciously on this seaweed.